10th week, 6th day. Only God can make a tree. Look at the tree there in the clearing. To most, it is only a tree. It is speaking no speech with its uplifted branches and its many-tongued leaves. To most, the tree begins and ends at a certain place, and that is all. The true seer knows that where the visible leaves and branches cease, there the true tree begins. The real tree draws up from the earth strange nutrition beyond our understanding. It draws down from the sun the substance of light and moisture from the passing air. Despite our much speaking, we understand all this as little as did the remotest savage. The real life of the tree is in the sun, and hardly at all in the visible branches. Caught off the sun's rays, and the tree is dead, much more completely dead than if you merely cut off all the branches. Yes, the life of the tree is in the sun, the tree as it stretches its limbs towards the sky and sinks its roots into the earth says, I am a part of all that I have met. I am a part of the earth and sky. I, by reaching upward, unite earth and sky. I hold the earth in the grasp of my roots, and I uphold the sky in my antlered branches. I stand between two entities, linking the infinite and the finite. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.